Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A Washington, D.C. Metro transit officer has been arrested for allegedly attempting to aid ISIS. The case of Nicholas Young is an unusual case of alleged homegrown radicalization. It's the first time a U.S. law enforcement officer has been charged with trying to help the Islamic State. The FBI had been questioning Young for 6 years, but allowed him to retain his post as a police officer until now. Rachel Weiner is the Washington Post reporter covering the story. Rachel, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What's the character of this? I mean, sometimes these long investigations that the FBI does look like the FBI is luring the individual into some sort of nefarious activity. And then other cases, they're really monitoring someone who seems to have a mission all their own. Which is this?
Honestly, I think you could see it either way. What he was actually arrested for was an FBI sting, and what he did was fairly minor. He sent what he gift cards for basically a prepaid phone card to someone he thought was abroad fighting with ISIS. It was actually an undercover FBI agent, and that was worth about $245. So not a huge terrorist plot. On the other hand, he was acquainted with someone who was found guilty of plotting to blow up the Capitol and someone else who tried to go abroad to join al-Shabaab in Somalia. So you could say that the fact that he got into the police force in the metro system, which transportation systems across the world have been a major target of the Islamic State, you could say that that is in itself dangerous and something the FBI needed to stop. So we won't know more details until he goes to court. But from what we know now, I think you could see it as both an FBI sting operation of someone who had not gotten close to planning an actual terrorist attack, and also the FBI doing its job by stopping someone in a position to do serious harm.
Any accounts from coworkers as to his demeanor, his orientation?
No, we haven't heard anything from the metro system. They've tried to keep a pretty tight lid on this. We talked to a few of his neighbors who didn't know him that well. One of them said she was more surprised to find out he was a police officer than that he was a terror suspect. So that gives you an idea of his general demeanor and raises some questions about how he became a metro police officer.
That's a little odd. Yeah, the $245 phone card, I mean, yes, that's a paltry sum in the scheme of things, but yet a phone card given to someone trying to get into the United States could be incredibly valuable as an enabler of some wider terrorist plot, yes?
That's true, and the ISIS has been using these cards as ways to reach people and spread its propaganda. So the fact that he was trying to enable this from the government's perspective is a real crime. And they waited 6 years for him to do something that they considered rose to the level of material support for a terrorist group. And he was very careful this whole time. He would disappear. He would talk about how he was taking the battery out of his cell phone so he wouldn't be tracked. He was very aware of FBI surveillance. And so that's why it took them so long to actually allegedly catch him in the act.
What sort of stamps does he have on his passport?
He went to Libya twice, actually, according to the criminal complaint. That's what he told the FBI, an undercover agent, that he and public records, according to the government, verify that he fought against the Gaddafi regime with rebels in 2011, allegedly.
And he's a U.S. citizen?
Yes, he is from the U.S. We don't know much about his history yet. He's a white man, a convert to Islam, and he lives in Fairfax, Virginia, but that's about all we know.
Rachel Weiner is a reporter at the Washington Post on the Nicholas Young case. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you.